The ACLU is threatening legal action against the Kenosha Unified School District for alleged gender discrimination. The Civil Liberties Union says that administrators mishandled a situation last year when a coach gave cheerleaders awards for emphasizing their body parts. At a meeting last night, the Kenosha School Board president defended the district and said that the media should focus on more positive stories. Education reporter Emily Files was there and has this update.
The Tremper High School cheerleading coach gave students Big Booby and Big Booty awards in front of their parents and peers at a banquet last March. After complaints, the coach apologized, but she was not forced to resign. Documents obtained by the ACLU show that Tremper's principal told concerned parents that the awards were supposed to be funny. The ACLU says this is one example of how the Kenosha School District is permissive of sexist behavior toward female students. Though the story got plenty of reaction on social media, parent Kate Trudell was the only one to speak out at Tuesday's school board meeting.
My main concern about this issue is the response from administration that the awards were just a joke or meant to be funny. This response is commonly used to justify harassing language and actions, but it's not a defense.
Two school board members, Gary Kunick and Rebecca Stevens, responded with contrition. Here's Kunick.
Ms. Trudell, you're right. We were wrong.
But the board president, Dan Wade, had a different take. He said the awards were inappropriate, but the district took proper action.
What happened at Tremper is truly unfortunate. The children of this district would not have been subject to such vile and insensitive awards. An isolated mistake that all involved deeply regret and have reiterated and were made without ill intent.
Then Wade chided the media for making a big deal out of something that happened a year ago. He encouraged people to go onto the Kenosha School's Facebook page and share positive stories. Wade said, then maybe Kenosha would go viral for the great things it does. The board president did not indicate how the district would respond to the ACLU's demands. The ACLU has given the district a deadline of March 1st before it takes legal action. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.